Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
Okay. As the custom is, Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 1 to 11. Let's read. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 1, all through to the verse 11. Is the media team ready? Okay, so I would like to read from the New King James Version. Okay, let me read the NLT. You all give the same reflection of what I want to deal with today. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 1. Then some of the leaders of Israel visited me, and while they were sitting with me, this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, these leaders have set up idols in their hearts. They have embraced the things that will make them fall into sin. Wow. Why should I listen to their requests? Tell them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. The people of Israel have set up idols in their hearts and fallen into sin. And then they go to a prophet asking for a message. So, I, the Lord, will give them the kind of answer their great idolatry deserves. I will do this to capture their minds and hearts of all my people who have turned from me to worship their detestable idols. Verse 6. Therefore, tell the people of Israel, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, repent and turn away from your idols and stop all your detestable sins. I, the Lord, will answer all those, both Israelites and foreigners who reject me and set up idols in their hearts and so fall into sin. And who then come to a prophet asking for my advice? I will turn against such people and make a terrible example of them. Are you with me? Eliminating them from among my people, then you will know that I am the Lord. The verse 9. And if a prophet is deceived into giving a message, it is because I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. Are you following?
Yes.
God, I don't know, God can deceive people. Let's read. Oh, am I the only one seeing this? What is the deception? And if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. I will lift my fist against such prophets and cut them off from the community of Israel. False prophets and those who seek their guidance will all be punished for their sins. So don't think that false prophets will go suffering. And those of you who go to seek their guidance, don't think you are also excused from what God is going to do. God will equally punish both. So both the receiver and the giver are all going to receive their reward. In this way, the people of Israel will learn not to stray from me, polluting themselves with sin. They will be my people, and I will be their God. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken. In a typical methodical church or orthodox church, what do we say? Thanks be to God. So the Lord has spoken. Thanks be to God. I just read a prophecy from the prophet Ezekiel concerning a visitation. Now, if you look at the introduction of this scripture, there was no any introduction or anything that showed that the leaders were coming to the prophet for a message. But in reference to what we did last week, you see that God knows the heart of man. That God already knows what was in their heart. Why they were coming? God knows their thoughts. Ezekiel didn't know, because the Bible said that they came to me, and whilst they were with me talking, God spoke to me. Like, these people, they are here for something. Your secret chamber, God knows what is there. You can't beat it. He knows. Let's take our second week. Today we are going to do three because our pivotal scriptures, the scriptures that was going to serve as our guide to today's topic, are three key scriptures. So let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, sorry. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 and 18. I will entreat you to write down these scriptures for the purposes of what we want to achieve today. So let's read the second one. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. I would like to take it in any form of version that can be projected so that we all together read. Is that not it? Church, can we read together? Okay. Be not unequally what? Together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with God? And what communion hath light with what? Now, communion and fellowship, though they are very similar, but they have a very small thing of differences. I'm not dealing with these two subjects today. Let's get to where we want to go to. And what concord has what? Christ with what?
Belial.
Or what part hath he that believed with an what? Infidel. Yes? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? That's where the question is. What agreement? The Bible says, how can two walk unless they hurt? So do you understand the question? What agreement? What at all would happen that the temple of God can find itself walking together with idols because they agree? Let's read. For ye are hurt. So I was not talking about physical structure. So the idols we are talking over here, they can live in the temple of the believer. This is the temple of God. As God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Let's go to verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Do you remember this scripture? I spoke about it. Sons in the father's chamber. I preached about this scripture. But today is going to have a reflection on what we are doing. Let's take the last reading. The last reading is in the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 18-21. The prophet John. 1 John 5, 18. And will be a father unto you. Okay, we are still here. All right. We know that whosoever is born of God, we follow you. I follow you. Sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that the wicked one toucheth him not. Preservation is not God. It's not the work of God. The Bible said that the wicked one is able to touch the believer because the believer refused to keep himself. And why did what is the meaning of keeping yourself? The first reading. He that is born of God sinneth not. So the moment we make practice of sin, we are giving the enemy license to what? To touch us. There is no way the devil can lay finger on the believer unless the believer gives him a license. Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh, but finds nothing. This is still not our focus today. I'm just trying to. Verse 19. And we all know that we are of God. Are we all of God? Church, are we of God? All right. And the whole world lieth in what?
Wickedness.
And the whole world lieth in what? Wickedness. That's it. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in what? Wickedness. Verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true. That we may know Him that is what?
True.
And we are in Him that is true, even in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So the whole world lies in wickedness. The whole world lies not. But we are not in the world. We are in whom? His Son. And that is where we are living in all truth. So the habitat of the believer is what? Truth. The habitat of the believer is what? So when you are looking for truth, when you find a believer, you know that this is truth. Let's take the last verse where the emphasis is. Because you are lying in truth. Listen to what he said. Little children, do what? Keep yourselves from what? And what was the ending part? What was the ending part? Today we are looking at idols of the hearts. Part 3 of introduction to the value system of the believer. Can we take a word of prayer? Father, we thank you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. As your word cometh, we pray that, oh God, your word would have its place and its course in our hearts, that we will be transformed by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I know we are having issues with the sound, but we will see through. Now, all focus and attention should be on me. For the purposes of those who have not been with us or here for the first time, we are looking into what gives the believer a standing in his walk, in his express of dominion. Now, one thing we should understand is that the purpose of God creating man is just to make man establish himself as a ruler on this earth, which is what? Exercising what? Dominion. Any other thing that God did from the book of Genesis chapter 3 to Revelation chapter 20 is all to redeem man back to the place of what? Dominion. Dominion is a very key thing. So one thing we have to understand is that the church is a call out or a system that God has placed on earth to materialize God's intention, which is what? Dominion. So the Bible said that I will build my church and then the gate of hell will not prevail. The reason is that the church will be so powerful, the church will be full of authority, such that the gate of hell, which is open unto this earth and has been troubling and having effects and making things difficult for man, cannot prevail against the church. So the evidence that a believer is really an ecclesia is his ability to keep the gate of hell under check. Hallelujah. And we know that anything that rises has a foundation. Anything we do has a foundation. We looked at what the foundation is. Introduction to foundation, we did that. So we know that for us to exhibit dominion, we need to know what is the foundation necessary for the exercise of dominion. Our theme scripture is what? Psalm the chapter 11 verse what? The Bible says that Psalm 11 verse 3. When the foundations are destroyed, what will the righteous do? It's a question. What will the righteous do? Is that the righteous is able to do something when there is foundation. So we decided to look at what is the constituent of the foundation of the believer. Now, if you have ever had the opportunity to witness a construction work or the startup of a building, you found out that when they are laying the foundations of a building, it comes with a lot of materials. Who can help me with at least two of those materials? What are the two things that will be part of that thing that will be used to lay the foundation of a building? Yes, who can help me? Somebody said cement. Stones. Some are saying gravels. They are all the same brothers. water, sand. So these things will come together to form what we call what, a concrete. And the concrete will be laid first, then blocks will be put on it. It will be filled, and then it will be floated before a building or rise on it. So when we say the foundation of a house, it involves some various independent constituents. So the same way the believer's foundation is made up of three major constituents. Number one is what? The belief system. Number two is what? The value system. And number three is what? The world's view. I'm doing this because of those who have not been with us for some time now, or who have been with us for the first time, to be able to follow what we are doing here. Everything I'm talking about has already been loaded on our media page for access. Now, belief system, we define belief as anything that the mind has agreed to as what? As true. So we started looking at what exactly is the belief system of the believer. And before we did that, we looked at what is not belief. Two things, hardened heart and what? False belief. We did that. Then we came to the value system. Last 3 weeks, we spoke about God on the shekels of what? Sanctuary. That God does not value things per our standard. God has his own scale. So in the temple where offering was given, in the sight of God, 20 pesos was more valuable than 100 Ghana cedis. Is that not serious? Jesus said that among all the offerings that have been given, the widow's offering is more valuable in the sight of God. If it was you, you feel offended, right? How can I give 1,000 Ghana cedis at church and God will see that the one who gave 1 cedis offering speaks better than my own? I know it doesn't make sense to you, but because there are places you go, the kind of offering, the weight of the offering determines the kind of prayer you receive. Those who gave 20 Ghana cedis, God bless you. Those who gave 100 Ghana cedis, we lay the left hand on them. And then those who gave 1,000 Ghana cedis, we get an anointing, we pour it on their head, and maybe fortunately they'll get their right hand. But above 1,000 Ghana cedis, that one will have a special worship lifted. What are some of the songs? Help me. I hope you are following. But Jesus said, that is not my value system. The woman who gave the 20 pesos, her money was more valuable to me than the one who gave 5,000 Ghana cedis. May God help us that we will not begin to shortchange the value systems of God for this worldly system. There have been so much deception in the church that we think that God sees things as how we see. No. God does not see things as how we see. That is why today we have adopted many things from the world and we have used it as the measuring scale. People go to church because they have a very nice sound. They believe that's where God is because the building is very beautiful. There is an air condition. The pastor wears three pieces. Is it three pieces, right? Me, I don't like shoes. So please, don't even bother buying some for me. I may hang it somewhere. It's not my thing. I like African print. I'm following Dr. Mensah Butato. I like his style of dressing. We think that appearance of the man of God makes him anointed. To the worst of it, in our generation, we believe that when the man of God is able to scream and shout, "You shall receive it." Can you hear somebody? That's why we think the anointing has come down. Hallelujah. Then that is your service, you sleep. Then you sleep. The man is just gentle with the microphone. He doesn't have the time to be screaming and shouting. No, he doesn't have that energy. Our valuation of what is important has been corrupted by the scale of the world. But the Bible said there was a shekel in the sanctuary that God used to value. So last week we looked at the principle of the earth, shekel of earth, the sanctuary, in the reality. And we found out that there is an organ in man called heart. And that organ is God's shekel of earth, the sanctuary. He used it to determine the values of the things you do. So we looked at what we call the tested heart. Today we are looking at the idols of your heart. I'm done with my recap. Today's message, I don't know, but God is here. Let's take the definition. What is an idol? An idol is an image or representation of a god, smaller god, G, used as an object of what? Worship. First definition of an idol. An image or anything that we put there to represent a smaller god as a means of fellowship, worship, is what we call idol. Therefore, idolatry means the worship of what? Idols. Other definition of idol or other interpretation of idol is this. A person or a thing that is greatly admired, loved, or revered. So if we admire somebody or something, we revere that thing very well, and we really love that thing, it qualifies to be called an idol. We all have idols. There are people we love, we cherish, we look up to them. But today we are going to look at the idols of our heart. In our previous reading, we found out that God was able to pick something that the prophet was never able to pick. And we know that the prophet can never pick that because the nature of the heart of man is that what? It is what? Secret. It's a secret what? Chamber. Where only God and the person who have the heart knows what is inside. When the elders of the leadership of Israel came to the prophet in their captivity, when they sat down with the prophet and they started talking, God was able to fish out what was in your heart. And God was really peeved because of what is in your heart. Then he told the prophet, the leaders of these people have come to you, but in your heart are idols. But they are coming to you to make inquiry of me, but they have idols. So we are going to deal with that matter. Now, before we zoom into the idols of the heart, I want to give you a little background history of idolatry with the people of Israel and how God really didn't like their lifestyle with idols. Number one, we have to know that idol worship has been with the people of Israel from the days of Jacob. Give me Genesis chapter 35, verse 1. When Jacob left the house of his uncle, Laban, I hope you know him, the Bible says that in Genesis chapter 35, let's listen to what Jacob was saying. Genesis 35, verse 1. Genesis 35. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go out to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fled from the face of Esau, thy brother. So God was speaking to Jacob to now move from the house of his uncle. Now let's continue. And Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away what? Stray what? That are among you, and be clean and change your garments. A man like Jacob, with all the blessings and all the encounters that he had, by the time he left his father's or his uncle's house, and he was going to Bethel, he carried idols with him. And when God appeared to him again and said, young man, you have to go to where I had an encounter with you. And I hope you understand the word Bethel. The word Bethel means what? The house of God. So when he was going back to the house of God, the place of encounter, he noticed that there are certain things I'm carrying with me. I can't go there with you. So he said, we have to do away with this and then clean ourselves. From that time till they went into exile, there have been records upon records where idolatry has been identified in the life of the people of Israel. One of the massacres on the desert, or two of the massacres on the desert, that God executed was because of the issue of idols. On the account of Exodus, when Moses went unto the mountain Sinai for 40 days, the Bible said that the people said unto Aaron, Moses didn't take food and water with him. Reasonably, if he had taken food and water, we could believe that that man is alive there. That man went and we are counting the days now, and it's almost 40 days. He's not back. What is the surety that he's alive? Now, the problem is that the people of Israel have left or led their life in Egypt. And if you know Egypt, Egypt is a country or a culture that, believe it or not, multiples of what? Gods. So they have learned that culture, and they even believe that humans are what? God. So when Moses came and saved them, listen to me, and the miracles he performed, in the minds of the people, they didn't know God, they know Moses. So Moses was their what? Moses was their what? God. Now if God has traveled for 40 days and he's not coming back, we will need another God to, because we don't know the kind of writing we may see along the way. So they didn't know God, that he was working through Moses, but they knew Moses as what? One of the gods. And there's another major God at the top there. So God number one, senior God at the top. So if God on earth is missing for 40 days, then we need a representative of him to connect and then move on. So God said to Moses, your people, you know why God made that statement? Because the people, actually, from their statement and reaction, means that they saw Moses as God. Said, your people, they are worshiping idols. God said to him, no. Moses said, no, God. Your people. And that was one of the massacres. What was the problem of King Solomon? The wisest man. He died in what? In idol worship. The northern tribe of Israel was noted to be an idolatry kingdom. So idol worship had traveled with the people of Israel from the day of Jacob until they went into exile. The first exile. And when they came back, that is where that act was completely dealt with. The question is, what actually made the people of Israel to fall into idolatry? Number one, if you look into the records of the Bible, apart from the king Saul and David, that there was not any records of idolatry in their season, in their time. Every other king, you find idolatry in their time. Every other king. Idol worship. Why were the people of Israel so much into idol worship? Then we can understand the idols of God. Why? We will get there. Number one, the first reason why the people of Israel were so much falling into idol worship was because of the environment they found themselves. The influence of the environment. Oh, Jesus. When Jacob went into the house of Laban, Laban was already an idol worshiper. Do you know that your environment tells who you are or influences what you become? Do you know why as an American I have no problem to say hello? See what I'm doing here? Can I do this in a century? Did you see what I did? Which one is this? Can you go and stand in public and in Kumasi? That day your great grandfather wore received some in the cemetery. But if you see an American, they have no problem. Hello. Why? The environment. The people of Israel were born or grew up in an environment of idol worship. They lived in Egypt for 400 years, watching these Egyptians, worshipping different kinds of gods. So indirectly, the atmosphere had influence on them. So when they left Egypt, it was difficult to stick to one god, because the environment they are coming from didn't train them to live to one god. That is the challenge of the believer. You come there. You are coming from an atmosphere that do not teach you loyalty to one God. So the people begin, because they saw that, oh, where we came from, they worship God and they worship God. So we can still worship God and add other odds. Am I making sense here? So you see the life of the believer, oh, now I'm assuming they are infant. Now, so in San Domingo, hallelujah. The atmosphere they come from, the influences there, that is why there is so much into idol worship. Number 2. Because that requirement of obedience from this idol worship was lesser than the requirement of God. That was the second reason why we're falling into idol worship. Now you know that with Baal and some other idol temple, fornication was a ceremonial ritual. Do you know that? Do you know the word fornication came from the word fornix? Do you know the word fornix? Fornix is an outer court of the temple of what? Dinah. Goddess what? Dinah. Do you know goddess Dinah? Yes. The Greeks had a god called of goddess what? They believe she's the god of what? Fertility. And they have a temple for it that they go there to celebrate. One of the celebrations is that in the outer court, called the fornix, is where people are allowed to have sex. Temple sex. So the idols themselves have lesser requirement for us. Obedience. But you know the God we serve. You know the God we serve. So because they saw that God's the idols, their requirement of obedience is lesser than that of God, they'll rather choose to. Now, who doesn't like cheap things? But you know, cheap things are very costly. Do you know cheap things are very costly? Yes. So another reason why the people switched to idol worship easily is because when they compare the requirement of the laws of Moses and that of the other countries surrounding them, their gods, their requirement is lesser. So let's switch to this place so that we can have the freedom. That is why some people cannot be in certain church because their requirements. You want a loose place where you will not be rebuked, where you will be encouraged to live the life you want to live. Not here. Somebody say, not here. Mm-hmm. You know that it's very difficult to be a Christian. No religion ever teaches anybody to love his enemies and do good to them. No religion ever teaches anybody that you even die for your enemies. It's only in Christianity. Who did Jesus came to die for? His own enemies, people who hated him. He died for them. He said, as Christ have what? Love you also what? Love your heart. You think Christianity is easier? That is why it is. It's not easy. Not everybody can be a Christian. No. I posted something yesterday on Facebook. I said the CV of the ministers of the early gospel. Now, if you read that CV, you will not want to be a pastor. How can you say that I am a good minister because I suffer hunger and perish in fasting often? Shame, this. No. Why should I have that credentials to be called a good minister? But that was their credential. So they found out that the God of the other countries had lesser requirements to follow them. So we will choose. That is why they fall into idol worship. The third one, quickly, was because of genuine evidence of demonstrated results. They saw that the gods of the Egyptians, the Philistines, could bless them to be fertile. The God of fertility. Are you following? The gods were able to give them material blessings. So the people saw that if these gods is able to give them like results, evidence, then why don't we worship them? Any believer that chases results without making references or inquiry about the processes, I pity. Because the devil can give you material blessings. Matthew chapter 4. The Bible said, and he took Jesus to a very high mountain. And he showed him all the riches of what? The world. And what did he tell Jesus? If you bow, I will give you. Who told you the devil cannot bless you? Look at Arab countries. You have money than them. Last time I showed something to my wife. A private jet, which the inner is decorated with gold. Where they are walking on? Gold, pure gold. These people are not Christians. So material blessings, ethnic protection, they protect that they use their gods, they go to war, they win. Do you remember what Sinakari told Jehoshaphat? He said, your God cannot deliver you from my gods. They see victory. The people fight. They go to war. Their gods are backing them. The forces of their gods give them material blessings. So they say, we also want the same results. We also want the same thing. So we went into another. These are the three reasons. And you see that these are the three reasons why the average believer is easily pulled into the things of the world. The environment that is influencing you, the loose life of the world, and the results. The results that the world is showing. I pray for you that the attractiveness to idolatry will not move you. May your eyes be purged and may your desires be scrutinized to a point where there is no taste for the things of this world. Now let's come to idols of our heart. So this is what attracts them to idolatry. Now what we are talking about now, we are looking at the concept of the idols of your heart. When the Bible says idols of your heart, what is he talking about? Can you still put that scripture for me? We are now taking Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 1 to 4. Ezekiel 14, verse 1 to 4. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. Follow. Verse 3. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their hearts, their idols in their, they have what? Set up their idols where? So now these people don't have physical image. The most dangerous form of idolatry is the idolatry of the heart. Because people will not see that you have a COVID. People will not see your shrine physical. Are you following? Because the heart of man is a secret chamber. Only God and you. So when somebody decides to have idols in their heart, it's only God who knows. Many of us have followed people who have idols, but because we can't see the reality of those idols, we are following them. These people here are elders of Israel. The people in question are leaders. But when they came before the prophet, God sent to their heart. And when light was thrown on their heart, idols were found. And I'll tell you why God takes idol worship personal. I'll tell you. If there's anything God takes personal, it's idol worship. If you want to see the jealousy of God, go into idol worship. Idol worship in the heart. Like, listen to it. And put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Should you still come to me with your plenty idols, what? And make an inquiry for me? What is an idol of the heart? Put this down. An idol or an idolatry of the heart is when man is not loyal. Keyword is not to God or his word. The act of rejecting God or the will of God, a and desiring an ungodly way of life. It's what we call idols of what? It's only God. See, when Jesus went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was only him. And God, who knows what went over there? Even the three people, he excused himself. And he prayed his heart out. When Hannah was praying in the temple, only her and God knew what she was saying. Even the priest, they couldn't hear what she was saying. The idols of the heart. When a man decides to reject the will of God and pursue their own will, that's what we call idols. And you know, this was the first sermon that was preached in the Garden of Eden by the serpent. Forget the will of God. The will of God for you is to eat this. Don't touch this one. Follow your dreams. Somebody say, follow your dreams. Follow your desire. I can do it. You will know good. Follow your dreams. So Adam and Eve decided to eat what God asked them not to eat. Whenever you decide to go against the word of God, at that instant, you have set up an idol. Can we put our hands on our head? When I came into this reality, I said, God, I'm dead. How many times have I disobeyed and go against your word? And when we come before God and we are praying, God is speaking. And call the angels, call the heavenly choir. I said, look at these people. They have gone against my word. They are not loyal to me, but they still come to me to make inquiry. The Adamic heart has deceived us so much to believe that we can play God. God watch us. Can we pray? Mercy. Mercy. We need mercy. Or we think we are too smart. Oh, Jesus. The prophet didn't see the idols, but God saw it. The prophet didn't know that these people are not loyal to God. They are far from God. They have rejected the will of God. The prophet didn't see it, but God saw it. He said, you've rejected my will, and yes, you want my blessing. How could that be possible? More later, guys. Hallelujah. So what we say, idols of the heart is when we reject the will of God. We become disloyal to God and the word of God. That's when we begin to set up idols in our heart. When we begin to have issues with the scriptures, why can't I guess it? When you begin to have issues with scriptures, you are setting up idols in your heart. And that is as a result of our Adamic nature. If the value system of the believer is not dealt with, you see why we pray many years and you still don't see the hand of God. Because what sits there and says, who are you making an inquiry of? Then he said that, I have come to your temple. Psalm 1:3 said that to inquire of him and to behold your glory. Said, then all the days of my I want to dwell in your temple to inquire. I see believers 24/7 every day in church. And they want to inquire God. Their question is, are you sure there are no idols there? Because as long as they are idols, you will see in the preceding verses what God is going to do to you. If you want to see the clear characteristics of someone who has an idol, who has set up an idol in the heart, idols here, listen. There are people who forsake God to pursue their sinful lust and still continue to seek religious comforts. Assurance and God's protection. I recently heard a story that some robbers went to rob some people, and after the robbery, they told them to pray for them. I don't know if you heard that story. Yes. The question is, which kind of prayer do you want? Either God should make their business bloom, or which of the prayer? God should make their business bloom, and that will not be arrested. That's the typical nature of somebody who has an iron on their heart. They forsake the way of God to pursue their last. But yes, they want to seek religious order, comfort. So they want the pastor to tell them, oh, it is well in their sense. Oh, yeah, God will bless you. Oh, yes, the pastor should bless that pregnant. The pregnancy you are carrying, you bring that before the altar, tell the pastor to bless it for you. That's a person with setting up idols. Whenever we reject the will of God, but we still want to be seen religious, idols. Think of late, the messages I've been preaching. You don't like it. I'll change the message. Next week, we'll talk about 10 ways of receiving visa through fasting and prayers. How many of you be in church? 10 ways of receiving visa. Hallelujah. 16 ways of making billion at the age of 25. How many of you want that miracle? 12 ways of marrying a billionaire. Oh, Jesus. 6 ways of buying your first aircraft. Yeah, I'll be teaching that series starting from next week because you don't like this one. I can see you don't like it. But I will not stop. I'm the son of Daddy Joe. This is what we talk about. I'll work on your foundation. You are seeking religious comfort and God's protection at the expense of your pursuit and anger. I've seen this several times when people come to you and you look at their life. There is nothing to say about them that is godly. Yes, so they want pastor to lay hands on them and bless their work. It's just like a prostitute who comes to church with a seat. Say, pastor, I'm so easy that God will bless my work. Religious comfort. And they receive the deceptions of the prophets. That's why God said he's going to destroy them and their prophet. Because God will never make room for anybody that has idols. I pray for you that you will not spend your entire life thinking that you are pursuing God, thinking that you are making inquiry of God, all to know that there are idols that have been a stumbling block to an encounter with God. The Bible says that it has become a stumbling block in their face and they don't know. Oh, how do we fast 40 days and yet still the same problems keep increasing? It's our father. See, believers have made God and we have painted God as the most wicked father ever in this world. Who on earth, as a father or a mother, will want their children to fast 40 days for a visa if they can provide it? Why is it that our prayer topics is different from the American people, their prayer topics? Have you an American pray for visa before? So you see, your prayer topics are wrong. Have you ever seen a program organized in America by any man of God with visa, with the promises of visa and breakthrough? No father will ever withhold good things. If visa is good for you, I'm telling you here by the word of God that you don't even need to pray. The Bible says God is able to do all things that you can even not ask of. If you travel here, I'm telling you, under the grace of this ministry, you don't need to pray. If you think they're going to be 40 days, it will not happen. Still, people are traveling, right? Are people not traveling in this ministry? Have you ever seen us organizing 40 days breakthrough service here? Are people not getting jobs? Are people not getting married in this ministry? That tells you that God is a father. He knows what you need. But because of the idols of your heart, you will be deceived. These are people who want to enjoy the fruit of the knowledge of evil and good and still want to live in the garden of heaven? Yes. They want to enjoy the forbidden fruit, but they still want to stay in the grace of God. It will not work. Idols of the heart. Can we sing the song we sang last week? We are taking away the life and we put that there. Take my heart and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my mood and my days, let them flow. Are you with me? Are you sure? Ask your friend, is the message for you, is for those outside, is the message for you? Ask your friend. Maybe if it's not for them, I can change the message right now. I have other messages that I can preach. These are people that last week I spoke about that the Bible calls them hypocrites. Mark chapter 7 verse 6. The Bible says with their lips, they do what? They worship. But their heart is far. Idols of the heart. When you reject God's word and his will in the pursuit of your ungodly desires, you are setting up what? Idols. I'll mention the idols. You see some of them. I may not a consumer, but you see some of them. Now the question is, why do God take this very personal? Why do God take issues of idol worship personal? The word idol has many interpretations in the Hebrew word. But I came across one very word that is used to explain, or is an application of the word, not the definition, application of the word, idol. The word is Astarth. Astarth. A-T-S-A-V. Other spellings make it B. No, the translation. And you know the meaning of this word? That word means idol. You know the actual implication of this word? It means rendering or giving somebody grief, suffering, and pain. Whenever you give somebody pain, grief, heartbreak, it is called idol. Asaph, the Hebrew word. In Hosea chapter 14, verse 8, listen to what the prophet said about the people of Israel. Listen to what he said. Hosea chapter 14, verse 8. Hosea, the prophet, Hosea. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with what? Idols. I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green field tree. From me is the fruit found. Give me verse 9. Who is wise and he shall understand these things? Prudent and he shall know. And he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressor shall fall there. The word idol used in this scripture means what? Astarth. Which means, why will I cause pain? Why will I cause heartbreak? Why will I cause grief to God? Because I am a green field. Oh, a tender plant unto him. Anytime you put something in your heart first before God, you know what you are doing? You are creating a jealousy to God. You, will you want somebody to take your loved one away from you? The day I found that my wife has a daddy, I don't know what will happen. But I can't take it. I'll be honest with you, she knows. You, if you are a woman, you try and then come close and let her catch you. You think she's gentle? That's what she loves. And you know whether she's gentle or not. You will know the monster she can be. Anytime we go after other things instead of God, this is how the situation with God. We break his heart. We cause him pain. We cause him grief. That's why God takes time to worship person. Because that is the only thing we can do to cause God pain. You go after other guys. You follow them and you still want to come to me. And I should bless you. Who does that? God takes idol worship personal because the act of idol worship is to cause God what? Pain. To cause him what? Grief. To cause him what? Heartbreak. That's why God kills them when they go into idol. You know that God will kill idol worship. You see how God was doing the people of Israel. The moment you see idol, he will finish you. But I pray that grace will abound. God will never give guidance or help to anyone whose heart is filled with ungodly desires. God will not do that. Give me Ezekiel chapter 4, 14, verse 5. Listen to what he said. Well, see, don't be deceived. When you know that you are not loyal to God, you are not in the will of God, and you are inquiring God, look at how God will do. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 5. Listen to what God said. That I may take the house of Israel in their own words. Let's start from verse 4. Take me to verse 4. Therefore, speak unto them and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idol in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to what? So those who come into an idol receive an answer to what? So do what God, do not God will do to you. What is in your heart is what you will answer. One of the idols is pleasure. If you come to God to seek pleasure, God will give you pleasure. When you want pleasure, you give it to you. Everything of God will look pleasurable to you. That is why you prefer to go for worship concerts than 3 days non-stop prayer and fasting. Why you want pleasure? So you will go there. May he answer you by the multitudes of your heart. God will never give guidance. Whatever path you choose, God will let you have it because he's a God who allows man to have his what? His will. God can let you walk in his permissive boat in his life. God has no permission. Somebody said, why would God allow Russia to bomb Ukraine? God permitting the devil. How much more, man? God permits the devil to do what he wants to do. He said, Job, go and try him. You have my blessings. God said, oh, you have my blessings. You can try Job. How much more human being? Even the devil has permission. God will just let you do what you want to do. After all, your heart is already full with idols. There's nothing I can do about it. That's why I said this last week. That God is only for people who have turned in a new leaf. That he will change himself. But he's only looking for people he can't. Change your heart to turn into new leaves. Idols. They are stamping blocks. I'm wrapping up. Now, let's look at some of the idols in our hearts. Are you ready for that? These idols are the ones that inform the values. The Adamic values of man is as a result of the idols in the hearts. Number one, pleasure. One of the idols. If your heart, you see, let me tell you, Jesus didn't promise us pleasure. He said, come unto me, ye that are heavily hot, laden and hot, burden, and I'll give you what? And what did he go to say? Take on upon my heart. Said, for anybody who wants to follow me, carry your own heart. Now, Jesus, when he carried his cross, was he able to even carry it to Golgotha? The thing is, I know people who were so blessed because they were using what God blessed them naturally with to make ends meet. And when they got born again, everything cut off. Do you know there are some things that will never come back to you when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior? Let me be serious with you. You know, there are some things that will never come to you because you have decided to be a holy Christian. In the beginning of this year, my wife will let me share this testimony. Somebody decided to offer me a job that could pay me 3,000 cedis a month. And this job could also give me the leisure to still do my ministry work. But the person who was to lead me to where I could get a job told me that until I give him 500 Ghana cedis, you will not let me meet the people who give me the job. Because the people are family friends of his, he has already discussed with them, so whoever he brings is a done deal. As at that time, I had 1,002 Ghana cedis on my mobile money. I told him point blank that I don't help God. I don't help God. If I give you 500 cedis, how will the testimony be in church? I bribe. If you genuinely want to follow God, you will be in need of him. Guys, you will be in need of him. I'm telling you, I've not been working for some months now. It's not easy. Since November till now, I've not taken salary. Yet I'm married. You think it's easy? There are some jobs that could have paid me work. God said, you can't do this job and do my job. But the choice is yours. Choose what you want. I told you people that I wanted to go to China, right? He said, no, stay in the ministry. When you come and tell you, Christian, there are certain things you cannot. But if you want pleasure, you compromise. You know what compromise means? You forget the will of God. You forget the word of God. What is 500 Ghana cedis? Say, ready, it will be anyhow. Do you know how many Christians who come before the altar of God and lie? You know you bribe your way there. You are still coming to give testimony that God, how did God open that door? I'm not saying that we shouldn't appreciate people. It is evil not to appreciate people. In fact, if that man had led me to that job, my plan was that my first salary, I'll give it to him to thank him. Because I'm not the only person this world would have done that to. That's not right. Because Jesus himself even requested that why the people who were with lepers healed and didn't come back to thank him. Thanksgiving is our biggest tool of receiving in this kingdom. However, I will not bribe my way through. If you hear you don't appreciate people, you are a very evil and wicked person. When somebody do good to you, appreciate them. I always mention my friend Martha to people. Martha has been a very great help to my academic life. She always says, "Oh, you don't like coming for lectures." It's true. But whenever they go for lectures and they come back, I go to her, she will share with me whatever she learned, and she will make sure that I catch up with class. And when I write a quiz, I'll beat it, and she will not like it. Martha has been a great help. And me getting second class up because I have a group study mates and friends like this who were willing to make sure that I catch up with them. And I always appreciate them for that. Some of you people have done a lot for you, but you've forgotten. They are evil. They are an evil person. And as the last day you woke up and told daddy and mom that God bless you for taking care of me, you think it's for free? There are people who have fathers and mothers who don't even want to see their children's face. Your mom and dad still takes care of you. Gratitude is the biggest asset in this kingdom to make more. However, we will not compromise to have our way. I pray for you. I know some of you will get F or D because you didn't allow that T or lecture. Take it like that. Now, it is better to walk full chested, knowing that the grade you came out from, your university, is your own labor plus grace. Ask my mate here. When we are writing quiz, why do I sit? He can tell, I've never copied anybody's assignment from level 100 to 400. Not to even ask you a question in class. When we are writing quiz, ask matter. Why my class respects me? I'll never do that. I can't compromise. But because of pleasure, people compromise. Small heat you are going through, you are crying. Small hunger. So if you use the iPhone, you die. Because of iPhone 13, you've forgotten that scripture said your body is the temple of God. Your value system is weak. You set up an idol in your heart, idol of pleasure. Let me move on before people stone me in church. Big, am I allowed to continue? Are you sure I'll be safe? Let me please. So if you should, since you're here, you will protect me outside because I see the church, they don't like this message today. But I have to tell you. When you go to God with pleasure, He will answer you with your pleasure. Number two, second dangerous. The senior man, they are putting him last class. The senior man is food. If I should ask, when was the last time people fasted here? This would be the highest temptation. It will even be bigger than the temptation of Jesus with sick. Food has become an idol. Stomach. The Bible said the body belongs to what? The stomach belongs to what? Food belongs to what? But they all perish. You know what people have done because of food? Way back UCC, there are a certain group of people, we refer to them as Nkosu. We just need 5 cities. There's a jollof called Which One. Yes, one pack is enough for you to have your way. And the investigators were impregnating them to the kings of that village got angry. Food, 5 cities. But Paul said, in hunger of food has become an idol. That whenever we come to God, our prayer topic is God and give us this day. But we've forgotten that before give us this day our daily bread, there was a prayer topic called Thy Will Be What? We edit that one and we jump. You come to God, all your prayer topic is request. And rather the school fees low. And rather, are you the only person that God has created? No. It's common to an idol. When a believer is being starved, he said God is wicked. But when I checked through scripture, he said that when you walk through the fire, I'm what? This is how I'll take you out on it. Go and read your Bible, because when I read it, I know that there are days of fire and there are days of water. May God help us that our value system will be restored. Food has led many people to what? Rebel against God. It is better we die in Egypt eating what? Cucumber and not cabbage. Forgotten that God was taking you to a land flowing with what? You think you'll get to Canaan without passing through the desert? You lie. Everybody will go forth. It will reach everybody. Everybody will reach you. Everything is here. We want to go to Canaan with a flight. Sure. God is not a God of shortcuts. You will walk through that desert so. You feel how we eat manna. You wake up every day believing God for manna. You eat manna for 40 years before you start eating grapes and honey of the land of Canaan. May we not reject God's training because of hunger. May we not complain and murmur and begin to think of Egypt because of hunger. Number three, the idol of our needs. Our needs has become an idol in our hearts. We meditate on our needs more. The Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and what? But the believer is every day thinking about his needs. The Bible said that these little flowers, God invests in them, dress them to look beautiful for the morning, and they wither in the evening. The Bible said that the glory of Solomon cannot be compared to them. Yes, we think that God cannot attend to our needs. And we always forsake the kingdom. Let me give you the fifth one, which is a senior man. Senior man. Okay, I jumped. How many have I given you now? The fourth one is power and recognition. Even now we have holy slay queens. Yes. Biblical, I don't know whichever way we call it, but Christian slay queens. Because you want power, because you want to be recognized, you want people to know you. You are compromising. That has become your idol. That has become your idol. That's what I said. Time is fast, man. I wish I could talk deeper about that, but these are things we have in our hearts. When you come before God, the reason why you want to be a church leader is because you want people to know you. That's why some of you go to a church that after 1 year you are not given a microphone, your body is itching you. This is my pastor. And he's sitting here and preaching. That tells you the level of maturity. You just 3 years in, you want to preach. You know how many years you serve in the church? 3 years, you want to preach. You calculate from 2012 to now, how many years? You 2 years, you want to preach. You know how many books we read in 2 years time, the things we know. But when that is your idol, power, recognition. Then the judge says, when he sees that you're hungry for microphone, that is the time that you are not even qualified at all. Yeah. They are idols. You want power, you want recognition. Why do people start ministry? Now, you know people start ministry because they want people to know them. That's why all your gospel artists, what they celebrate is YouTube likes and Facebook views and followers. Check! Recognition and power is what you're looking for. And somebody who calls himself a gospel, himself gospel, is fighting because he didn't get a VGMA nomination. I'll see it. The idols of your heart will expose you. But you're not thinking of people like Elder Mbeku who sang and blind eyes are opened. I'm waiting for the last time a gospel artist in Ghana here will sing and for a hardened criminal to give themselves to their life to Christ. I'm waiting for that. When an atmosphere was closed, the prophet moved for a minister. When a demon took over a whole king, they looked for somebody who was anointed. Today, they are looking for people who are skillful. And they want recognition. So they are more concerned of their makeup on stage than how God will make people happy. The spirit. Power, angry, and recognition, anger has sealed and blocked the flow of God in the church. The final one is money. I want to push. That is the boss. Money is the senior idol. Jesus himself said it. You can't serve mammon. God. He is the boss. Boss. Now when he enters your heart, you are finished. You are dead. I'm not talking about you. You deal with these things. I pray for you. I know time is fast, man. That just give me 3 minutes of time and run up. These are the idols of Adamic. It took God just one night, overnight, to withdraw the people of Israel or take the people of Israel from Egypt. But it took God 40 years to take Egypt out of them. Oh, Jesus. This is because the heart of man is very difficult and stubborn. And for man to align to the will of God, it's not easy. For man to come for God, for the new heart that has been born in man, the new heart, to have expression of that. That make heart is so stubborn. Very stubborn. It takes cooperation. The people couldn't cooperate with God, so it took them 40 years to finally come in alignment with God. Oh, we still desire the things of this world. Why? The reason why they were not cooperating was because they wanted to have both Egypt and not Canaan. That is why our second reading came in here. 2 Corinthians 6:18. He said, what has idols got to do with temples? For you are the living that you can have idols and have God. You can have two masters in your heart. It's either you crucify the Adamic heart and have the heart that God has given you, or you walk in it. 40 years of their life wasted on the desert because of cooperation. They want to have Egypt and Canaan together. Hybrid ministry, idolatry ministry. Small world, small God. Nyamekakra, Bonsam Kakra. Nyamekakra, Yase Kakra. What has the temple of God what to do with idolatry. I pray for you. May you not prolong your breakthrough because of your Adamic heart and the idols of heart. Oh, I pray for you. I pray for you. That may you not prolong your visitation because you have made up your heart that you want to have both Egypt and Canaan. You have to start deciding now what which one you want. For the way of the Lord is the way of righteousness. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of holiness. I choose the way. I don't know which way you are choosing right now. But Egypt and Canaan cannot be at the same place. One must die in you. So God asked them, what fellowship has light with darkness? What kind of church we have now? That we want to be seen as the world and at the same time be seen as Christians. A believer, you want to be recognized in the world. And they said, no, you are not serious. Your Adamic heart is deceiving you. Your idols in your heart are exposing you. Oh, the Lema Kabasai. Oh, Libro Namasai. Are you praying that God will help you? These idols must die. We can't stand hunger. Pleasure is leading us out of the church. We are doing everything possible. Oh, Nino Vavasia. Mobele Kabasai. Inologo Mosaya, Iku Velega Diata. Oh, so in the book of 1 John chapter 5, he says, do away with idols. Do away with them. He said, as a little children, keep yourself away from idols. Because as long as Egypt is still in your heart, forget Canaan. Oh, why will God save us all from the world and disappoint us on the way? How many people have been born again but never reached their Canaan? All because the idols of their heart. Our value system has not been dealt with. Said that we get born again today and we crash. But I pray for you to not be your testimony. You will reach the land of Canaan. You will reach the land of Canaan. So in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, he said that put off the old man. Put it off. Can you rise up and begin to put off that old man? Can you lift up your voice and begin to put on that old man? Oh, say something to Jesus. We can avoid Canaan and eat it together. We need to crucify these idols right now. Bear our hearts. We are choosing the way of the Lord. Oh, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. The stumbling blocks that is preventing the visitation of God. It's because there are idols. There are idols in your heart. You have rejected the will of God. And you decided to go after your own will. Believers who want to eat the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. And still live in the garden of Eden. We still want to enjoy the cucumbers and the cabbages of Egypt. And still, we want to reach Canaan. We can't have both. We can't have both. Ah, bole masunde katai, lebron pele masaya, ilonde namakabaya, inole kadia, indolo mokosata, shantini mikaba, lebrando mokosaya. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now.